Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're used to reading body language and silent cues in person, but with remote work, subtle ways that we communicate are changing, and workers need to know how to adapt, because it's really not that simple. And one of the concerns that I often have is, firstly, there are delays on digital. Sometimes people don't turn on the camera, sometimes they do. Then there's a delay, somebody freezes, and also we don't know if somebody's reacting to a stimuli or a stimulus that's actually not about the meeting. They could be reading a message, they could be doing all sorts of things. We wanted to try and figure this out. Tanya Steyn, founder and CEO of The Art of People. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm well, thank you. So it's become very complicated. Body language and nonverbal communication was complex enough, or is complex enough as it is in person. But now we add a screen to it, and it really does become something that is not easy to figure out.
Yes, you know, technology has changed the way we communicate, and you know, looking at someone on screen is different. And, you know, we are social animals, so we do look at people's faces, even though we don't realize it. We actually read their expressions and their tones of voice. So on screen, we often teach people, you know, we have to adapt. Technology is not going away. So, you know, I often teach people online, when you go on screens, you know, when we make eye contact with someone in real life, let me put it that way, we release a hormone called oxytocin for both of us.
Right.
The minute we make eye contact. So it's a feel-good hormone, and we need that. As humans, we need that. Now we're on screens, and you have two people on your screen, and you don't know who to look at. So you've seen people on screens, they never actually make eye contact with you.
Yeah,
so what I try to teach people is actually just look at your camera while you are talking. You know, then it makes it easier.
It's so counterintuitive, and I do the same. I look at the camera because I'm used to this and I'm trained in it. But
yes.
But it's so counterintuitive. You want to look at the person that you're
exactly.
talking to, but they've got no idea where they are on your screen. So you
exactly.
have to. It's such a difficult thing to get used to. Once you get used to it, it's actually not too bad. Look at the camera, not
look
the,
at the
person.
Camera.
And
so
I do think that helps.
I often try and teach people, you know, sometimes you can move the little picture of the person. You can move it around. If you can place it underneath your camera, then you basically look at them and the camera.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, people also find it difficult to actually look at and talk in the camera. So we tell people, try and make eye contact like 70% of your conversation. While they're speaking, you can look at them. While you're speaking, try and look at the camera, because see that as their eye. Then another thing I also teach people is wave, open palm greeting. It also releases an oxytocin, and our brain trusts the open palm.
Oh, that's interesting,
you know?
Because we assume because they can hear us, you know, we don't need to wave, but actually waving is a good idea, because
even just putting your hand up and saying good morning, you know, open palm, it triggers the brain. It's unfortunately, or fortunately, body language and nonverbal communication all works with our brains, because we get a feeling about someone. If a meeting is really important to you, you need to make sure you aim at all these things. I've had meetings with people where they actually don't even turn their screen on, and that's really, I find it very offensive.
So that's an interesting one, because very often, certainly I find in the work environment, when it's internal, let's say within a company, people often don't want to turn on their screen. They are, you know, it's maybe a daily meeting, but we should do that, at least just to say hello to people.
Because we're missing the connection. We're missing the actual social connection that we really need. And I often find if you do turn the screen off, look, sometimes there's Wi-Fi problems, there's all kinds of things, but you tend to lose a connection with that person, and you sort of don't take them that serious.
Yeah.
You know?
And it depends
what your message is, huh?
And the other problem, of course, with these online meetings is that people get very distracted. So you can, whereas if you're sitting in a meeting and you get a WhatsApp, you're probably going to ignore that WhatsApp. But if you're face to face, but if you are working remotely and something pops up on your screen or on your phone, it is very easy just to look down and pretend that you're still focusing on the meeting. And that's a real problem.
That's so interesting, because we often think other people can't see it. But remember, their brain is watching all the time.
Hmm.
They 100% can tell when you're distracted. Even on the phone, they can tell. If I'm busy writing or reading something while I'm talking to you, you 100% will hear, I'm not there with you 100%. Pick that up. And it sort of leaves a memory in your brain.
Because it's one of disrespect, isn't it?
That's a disrespect. It's 100%. It's not being present 100%. Communication is so much better if you're present all the time. And even if it's just a short sentence, just focusing on that person, it changes every way you communicate.
The interesting thing about it is that we definitely, since we've moved to a more common remote working, we're definitely having more meetings, because somebody can't just walk past your desk and say, oh, I've been meaning to ask you this question, and then get the answer and carry on walking. So they set up a meeting, which probably doesn't even need to be a meeting, but either way, we found our days are really chock-a-block. And digital meetings, online meetings, are very, very draining, aren't they?
They are very draining, and mainly because people aren't building real-life connections. I also want to say having meetings in a office is also draining sometimes, because sometimes people just have too many meetings. You know, it's not necessary. But the social interaction, we really do need that. So when we do have meetings online, we really need to make sure that we are trying our best to connect.
Have we figured it out yet? What is the ideal between?
I don't think so. Not yet. Yeah. There's still a lot of training and education around this. I watched a judge this last week and an advocate, and he wasn't looking at her. He's looking at a different screen on the side. Only now and then he would look towards the camera, and that felt disconnected. At some stage, I actually watched her roll her eyes at the judge.
Wow.
She's very lucky he didn't see that.
Yes.
You know, and I just thought, there's such a disconnect, because you don't know if he's listening to you. Is he reading? What is he doing?
Very often people have different screens. So they can have two different screens. They could be watching the meeting on the one screen, looking at the person, but the camera's on the screen next to them, so it looks like they aren't. And I think that's also important, to make sure that your setup is one where people understand that, or people have the impression that they are looking, that you are actually engaged with them.
You see, it all depends on what your intention is. It something that's really important to you? You will make sure you look at the camera when you speak. Look, you can look at their picture while they speak. You know, you can nod your head. That's also.
Is it not a case of people just not realizing it? I often think, you know, I'll meet somebody and a guy, for example, and he'll be wearing a shirt with, you know, those buttons on the collar, and the buttons aren't done. And it's just my personality. It just annoys me. It really makes me wonder, did they look in the mirror and think that that was okay? And they probably did. And because I've got that kind of attention to that sort of thing doesn't mean that they do. And I find that in the workplace, it's a similar thing. People often just don't think about these things.
They don't. And it's new. It's new. Look, technology and online training and online meetings it's a new thing. And we will adapt. But we do find that people are suffering more of depression. And in the research, it tells us because we don't have social interactions anymore. We don't look at people. Look, oxytocin releases with touching someone's hand and making eye contact. We need oxytocin to feel good. So we're not getting that anymore. So we don't feel good anymore.
Now,
so there's a whole section of how we need to be doing this. And I think we will suffer a little bit because, look, we want social interaction.
Yeah, it is absolutely true. I don't think this chapter is fully written yet, but it'll be interesting to see, and we hopefully will plot the way along with you.
Oh, we will.
Absolutely.
We humans, we survive, don't we?
And thrive. Tanya Steyn, founder and CEO of The Art of People, talking to us about digital, how we express ourselves, how we best communicate with digital communication in terms of non-verbal.